Welcome to our graduation, class of 2017. We want to welcome you all, family, friends, of course our graduates, our staff, key people in the lives of these students, alumni, and all who have joined us tonight for this very special occasion. We've had a wonderful meal together at the convention center next door. And as we celebrate this milestone in the life of these students, we rejoice with them and with their families, and we pray God's blessing upon them in the days to come. So happy to have so many people here to celebrate with us and with them tonight. The Apostle Paul states in Acts chapter 17 that God made all things that are in the world, things in heaven and in earth. He gives to all life and breath and all things. He has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed, the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might feel after him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, we move, and we have our being. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. David Murray, in his book Reset, Living a Grace-Paced Life in a Burnout Culture, he said, God put each one of us here for a specific reason. And we shouldn't just drift from day to day, from week to week, frittering away our lives without any sense of direction, or jumping every time someone holds a hoop in front of us. We must take our time and our talents to God and ask him, what would you have me to do? Good instruction, good direction. That simple prayer will save these students many wasted years of trying to find their identity and purpose. Students, graduates, I want you for a few moments at the outset of this ceremony tonight to think about why God put you on this earth. What were you and I originally intended to live for? God made man in his own image. Our Creator designed us to find purpose, identity, meaning in him alone. God made man to live for his glory, to live for truth, to walk by faith, to fellowship with Christ, to live for more than just ourselves, to reflect his glory, to live for his kingdom. Paul Tripp, the author, said, God calls you every day to attach yourself to him, to be guided by his truth, to immerse yourself in community, and to be a steward of the gifts God has given to you. We have before us represented a student body full of potential, full of gifts, God-given gifts, talents, abilities, knowledge acquired. And they are called. The challenge tonight is that they would use these gifts for the glory of God, because in him we live, we move, we have our very being. We exist for his glory. That is our prayer tonight as we come together. We congratulate them, of course, on their achievements. We want to honor them tonight. We acknowledge God's grace and power in their life and their fine, fine accomplishments. They have worked so hard. They have come to a milestone in their life, and we congratulate them. And it is our prayer that they would know God's richest blessing in the days to come, that he will direct their path. As we know well, Proverbs 3, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So as we come together tonight, we welcome you. We trust we will know the presence of the Lord and his Spirit ministering, even on this occasion, as we celebrate God's goodness and his love, and as we commit our students to the Lord in prayer. And so I would call upon Mr. Saunders now to come and open our ceremony in a word of prayer and lead us to the throne of grace. Please let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Father, at the commencement of this meeting tonight, we humble ourselves in thy most holy presence. We ask, Father, for the help of the Holy Spirit in everything that will be said and done tonight, that it will be for the glory and the honor of your holy name. We ask, Father, to bless every family represented here. We pray for every student graduating. We commit their lives, O God, into thy hand. We pray that the Savior will be preeminent in their lives. We pray they will set the Lord always before them, knowing that to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added unto us. And so, dear God, we pray for a mighty anointing of the Holy Spirit upon the lives of these ones, that they would, if they do not already know the Savior, that they would commit their heart to him. They would individually commit their lives, walking in the center of your will, that each day they would experience a deeper fellowship and walk with Christ, that he will be all in all to them. Father, help us, we pray, in every venture that we set our hand to, may it be for the honor and the praise of thy holy name. So we commit this happy occasion of this graduation service tonight into your hand and pray that we might rejoice and be filled with the joy of the Lord, for we know it is our strength. Hear our prayers, receive our thanksgiving, Father, for all that has been done and all that yet will be done. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to now present the diplomas to the grade 8 graduates. I'm going to go down below and ask the grade 8 graduating class to please stand. We'll make our way down below.
I'm going to present the diplomas. Mr. Saunders has Bibles for the graduates with their name on it. First of all, we have Carolus Abadir. Claire Bartz with honors. Andrea Chang with honors. John Garris with honors. Lydia Hahn with honors.
Stacy Joseph with honors. Mark Clade with honors. Oliver Clade with honors. Natalie Ma with honors. David Nabicko with honors. Nathan Ng with honors. Elizabeth Olson with honors. Justine Reeser with honors. Divit Saxena. Daniel Tadros with honors. Maya Tingchillen with honors. David Yap with honors. Ivana Young with honors. So now I'd like to ask the grade 8 teacher, the homeroom teacher, Miss Robinson, to come and present the special awards to the grade 8 class.
Good evening, parents, students, teachers, and family and friends of the graduates this evening. It's a privilege to introduce the 2017 class of grade 8 graduates to you. They've worked hard this year to achieve the honors that they've received tonight, and I could not be more proud of them. It has been a blessing to have these students in my class. They are a class full of personality and energy. This group of students works hard to achieve their best. They are bright and gifted, creative and innovative, and I'm excited to see what God has for them in the future. I've had the blessing of laughing with them, getting to know them, and I've come to appreciate each and every one of them. One of the unique privileges I have as their homeroom teacher is to see these students grow and mature throughout the year. I have seen these students come together, overcome difficulties, and most importantly, pursue a relationship with God. I encourage them tonight, as they have so many other goals and objectives ahead of them, to put one thing first above all else: pursue God with all of your heart. I pray that you would know the unsearchable riches of Christ that Paul mentions in Ephesians 3. And that you would know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. The most important knowledge you can have is that of your God and your Savior. For his love is past knowledge. It is greater than anything and will fulfill you more than any earthly knowledge can. There are many quiet servants in this class who I have greatly appreciated. I wish I had enough awards to give them all the recognition that they deserve. First, I want to thank Ivana Young for being such a faithful servant to the class. Ivana was always the one to help do a room job if someone else was unable to do it. Often I would just see her cleaning or tidying or serving someone else just because she wanted to. I want to recognize her servant's heart. It was such an example to her classmates and such an encouragement to me. I want to thank Natalie and Elizabeth for always being kind, polite, and helpful. They were always cheerful and positive and were such a blessing to many in the class. I also want to recognize Andrea for her willingness to serve the class. She always updated the homework board for our other teachers and was always willing to help her classmates with any homework or assignment questions. Lydia Hahn, our valedictorian, is also to be commended for her Christ-like example and leadership. Academically, she was always responsible, and in her character, she always sought to put others' needs first. I saw all of these students grow in their compassion and kindness towards each other through the year, and I want to tell them tonight that I am proud of them and their accomplishments. Good job, guys. Now we come to some distinctive awards. First, there is the Academic Achievement Award. So this Academic Achievement Award was hard to pick some students because this is a group of very high academic achievers. Although there is one student who achieved the very highest percentage, there were 5 students who achieved an average grade above 90%, which is amazing, covering all of their subjects. Those students deserve to be mentioned, and they are Andrea Chang, Lydia Hahn, Stacy Joseph, Natalie Ma, and Elizabeth Olson. And many were close on their heels in the high 80s. But these two who are receiving the award were right next to each other, right beside each other. They both went above and beyond what was asked for from their teachers on their projects and assignments. Their excellence and dedication is to be commended. Those two students finished within 1% of each other, so we will commend both of them for their exceptional work tonight. And those two students are Lydia Hahn and Stacy Joseph. Please come down. There are also a few presentations I have for excellence in a particular subject. The first award is for excellence in French. And Madame Stevenson was not able to be here tonight, but so she can't share any particulars, but his grades alone speak for themselves. And this student achieved a 95% average in all strands of French throughout the year. So please join me in congratulating Oliver Clade for the award for excellence in French. The next award is for excellence in visual arts. There are 3 students who are receiving this award tonight. They always pursued excellence and went above and beyond what was asked and just showed exceptional talent and ability in the arts. So I would like to give this award to Andrea Chang, Natalie Ma, and Justine Reeser. The next award is for sportsmanship. Sports are important at Whitfield, not only for developing athletic skills, but for developing good character. And the sportsmanship award is given to a student who not only demonstrates great athletic skill, but also maintains a positive attitude, encouraging others to do the same. It is my honor to award this sportsmanship award to Lydia Hahn. The next award is a new award for this year. It's called the Principal's Award. There are 3 students who are receiving this award tonight. This Principal's Award means that they have never received a detention for missing homework or for any other discipline issue. They've also not received 1 strike for any of these missing assignments. So it's a very special award. The Principal's Award is also given for students who possess good citizenship, meaning they maintain a good attitude towards classmates and their teachers. And I'm pleased to announce that there are three students receiving this award tonight. They are Andrea Chang, Lydia Han, and Stacey Joseph. And now we come to our final award. And this is a very special award. It's called the Howard Saunders Award. And it is being given to a very special student. This award is meant to commend exemplary citizenship, a student who works diligently and consistently throughout the year. The student respects authority and their classmates and seeks ways to help others, especially their fellow classmates. Most importantly, this student must show leadership in their Christian character, demonstrating the kind of servant leadership that Jesus Christ demonstrated while he was on earth. As teachers, we have observed excellence in all of these qualities in one student in particular. Her fellow classmates also recognized her calm spirit, her love of God, and her love for others. Her love for God and his word is clearly evident to everyone around her. This student is Stacey Joseph. And I want to personally thank her, for her testimony and of kindness and compassion. It was such a blessing to know you and to have you in my class this year. So because of her exemplary citizenship, we award this to Stacey Joseph.
We want to congratulate the grade eights, and especially those who received those special rewards. And at this point in time, I'm going to have Ms. Lydia Han come and give the grade eight speech. I will forgive her for not shaking my hand and invite her to come to the pulpit now. She's already asked for my forgiveness. And glad to welcome Lydia to the pulpit, and she's going to give the grade eight speech.
Thank you, everyone. Sorry, just getting really surprised right now about how many awards I got. Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to the grades 8 and 12 graduation ceremony. We wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for your support to us graduates. As valedictorian of my class, I would like to share with you about, my class. The people in this class are some of the most talented yet craziest people I've ever met. Our class has a mixture of unique personalities and talents. So what is this uniqueness? We have superb storytellers, very comical comedians, the most encouraging people, and those who are what I call the smarties. One thing I love most about our class is that we are like family. This grade 8 family can be reckless at times, but at the same time, can be caring for one another. Whenever someone in our class is injured or hurt, Daniel, we all come together for help and support. As a result, we do treat each other as brothers and sisters very often. I can see that connection, mostly in trips we go on with only our class. These are the following trips we went on this year. We had a day in Ripley's Aquarium, a day watching the Blue Jays game, and our graduation trip, a day playing with Nerf guns and archery tag, and of course, food at the end. We've made so many awesome memories on these trips and all the time we've spent at school. I know I can call these guys my family. Now I would acknowledge the teachers who have taught us this year. First, Mrs. Beyer. I don't know if she's here. Well, Mrs. Beyer, she kept us occupied by giving us plenty of typing lessons to enhance our computer skills. She was also our homeroom teacher in grade 6, and I want to thank her for telling us really cool stories about her past when in grade 6. Oh yeah, by the way, congrats on the baby, if where you are. Mr. Bartz, hi. I hope you didn't completely lose your voice this year. Thankfully, you're here tonight with a healthy voice, right? Good. Aside from that, thank you for telling us random stories of your past as well. The way you told us about each one made our abs hurt a lot after class. Most importantly, I want to thank you for going deeper into God's Word. You made us understand the Bible more. Thank you. Madame Stevenson, I know she isn't here tonight, but I want to say thank you for you're always doing your best to teach us French, because our class is a pretty bad class to teach French to. She always did her best in succeeding to make us laugh every class. Sometimes one person in our class is acting really weird, and then she would like make funny jokes about them, and we'd just laugh all class. The home ec teachers, Mrs. Lewis, Mr. Mikeley, and Mrs. West. You all taught us some really fun things this year. Cooking, sewing, and woodshop were tough, but were really enjoyable subjects to learn. Thank you. Miss Ju, your passion for history and geography, well, mostly history, has shown in every class we've had with you. You made us care about history and geography more, and you made it really fun. Thank you for making us remember only one important day, which is, ready guys? One, two, three. July 1st, 1867. The music teachers, Mrs. Espute and Mr. West. Mrs. Espute, we love how fun you are in every music class and how you make us laugh almost every class. The way you challenge us in music made us improve our music abilities more. Thank you. Oh yeah, congrats on the baby too. Mr. West, I don't know if he's here. Ah, hi Mr. West. Even though you're only teaching us for a few months, you made music class enjoyable by having us perform and improvise our musical skills. We love how you had history lessons from when you were a student in Whitfield, and how you made it into a board game on the board and made John perform a lot. Thank you for making us die of laughter. Miss Garris. Ah. I still remember the first day you were teaching us math, and I couldn't believe that my classmate's sister was teaching us. It was really cool to have you as our teacher. Thank you for getting in our heads that if you talk when a test or quiz is handed out, you will get a zero. Also, thank you for trying to help us make this year the best as it possibly could. Miss Fernandez, you made almost everyone in our class choose science as one of their favorite subjects of the year. We love the enthusiasm you bring into class and how you care so much about science. Thank you for the hard work you put into helping us with our science fair projects. And thank you for taking us to Ripley's Aquarium. Miss Robinson, as our homeroom teacher, I want to thank you for the dedication you put into teaching us English and art. All the games and activities, such as your scavenger hunts, were so much fun throughout the year. We love them. Thank you for the respect you have given us through the entire year and for the work you put into organizing our graduation trip. I also need to say thank you to Mr. Sarek, Dr. Saunders, and Mrs. Saunders. Mrs. Saunders, Thank you for helping us prepare for high school and for tonight's graduation. We really appreciate your help. Mr. Starrett and Dr. Saunders, thank you for taking care of Whitfield and for teaching us the Word of God every week. Thank you to not just the teachers who taught us this year, but all the teachers who have taught us since junior kindergarten. All of you have helped make us the people who we are today. Lastly, a huge thanks to all the parents out there. Thank you for the work and effort you put into raising us. We definitely couldn't have achieved something like this without you all. All of you have made us the people who we are today. Thank you so, so much. Let's give them a round of applause. Some of my classmates and I will be leaving Whitfield next year. It'll be hard for us to meet new people and to start high school, but I want to remind everyone, including the grade 12, that wherever we go, we need to keep the word of God in our hearts and know that God will always, always be with us. Remember to do what He has commanded us to do, to be shining lights around others who don't know God yet. I've been thinking about this day since my brother graduated last year. Just knowing that we've already graduated grade 8 is really shocking. The next chapter in our lives is high school. I can't wait to go to my new school in September, but it'll definitely be hard for me to leave Whitfield. I've been with some of these people for 10 years. Others I've been with less, but it feels like I've known you guys for a really long time. I'll definitely miss you all. All of you have been such important people in my life. I don't know how I'm going to leave you guys, really. But I know I won't be saying goodbye. For those who are staying, I want you to remember that it's a privilege to be studying at Whitfield. I hope that you guys won't miss those of us who are leaving too much. Lastly, I want to leave you guys with a verse from Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hope you all enjoyed the rest of the night, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia, for giving the speech tonight. We're going to miss Lydia, and some of the other students from grade 8 will be leaving this year. Lydia has been at Whitfield for many years. She's going to pursue a special arts program in ballet, and she's going to be going to a new school for high school, as she mentioned, and we will certainly miss her, and her family have been big supporters of Whitfield for many, many years, and we wish them all the best, the Lord's richest blessing. Lydia mentioned the teachers. We want to acknowledge some of the staff members tonight who've reached a milestone in their career. Mrs. Stevenson is one of them, and unfortunately, Mrs. Stevenson is very sick with pneumonia and not able to be here tonight. So we're going to hold her a plaque until the dedication service in the fall. But she has served faithfully for 20 years at Whitfield, and we recognize her tonight. So it's my delight not only to recognize Mrs. Stevenson, but also Mrs. Teresa Pappas. And she has also reached a milestone, serving faithfully for 20 years at Whitfield. I'm going to call Mrs. Kruger, the academic supervisor for the primary school, to come and present this special plaque to Mrs. Pappas.
Mrs. Pappas, could you come up here, please?
Thank you.
very special lady, and I'm going to try not to cry. She has taught three of my four children, and I have the privilege of presenting this 20-year plaque to her. She's been a teacher mostly in senior kindergarten, although I think she taught JK for a little bit. She has been here longer than I have, so I thought I would ask some of her former students what they had to say about her. It was all good, don't worry. They said she was the kindest, most patient teacher, even when they had trouble figuring out their right hand from their left hand, which apparently is an issue still in senior kindergarten. They said she always made learning fun. She was the type of teacher that every student had good memories of, even though she taught them at a very young age. As a coworker, Mrs. Pappas is a pleasure to work with. She's cooperative, she's diligent, she's always willing to help. Mrs. Pappas, I hope you know how much you're loved and appreciated, not only by your former students, but by your current students. Every time I go past her room, she's surrounded by them, whether it's at circle time or doing art or teaching them. You've given us a good example to live up to, not only as a teacher, but as a reflection of Christ our Savior. Congratulations on 20 years of teaching and shaping young minds. We love you.
Also want to congratulate a couple of our teachers. Lydia mentioned them tonight. Recently delivered babies, and we're happy to have Mrs. Espute here tonight, a new mother to a little boy, Paxton, and Mrs. Beyer, who gave birth to a little girl, Zoe, just recently, and we're happy Mrs. Espute's here. Left her husband babysitting tonight, and she came to join us. But we congratulate these two ladies, we certainly miss them in our hallways, in our classrooms at Whitfield. I want to say a special word of thanks to all of our teachers. These teachers work diligently every day to shape young minds, and they're a joy to work with. I appreciate so much their efforts for the Lord. They're a wonderful team, wonderful colleagues, wonderful friends. And they are an incredible group of people that make a difference in the lives of your children, these students' lives, every single day. And they're to be commended and to be congratulated. And I want to thank them all personally for their hard work this year. And I hope they have a restful and refreshing summer. We come to the grade 12 diploma presentation, and I'm going to ask the grade 12s to now stand. We'll have the presentations. We have two large graduating classes this year, grade 8 and grade 12. It's my honor to present these diplomas to the students. First of all, we have Janelle Barbe, Ontario Scholar. Janessa Barbe, Ontario Scholar. William Bryant, Ontario Scholar. Matthew Capota, Ontario Scholar. Isabel Chong, Ontario Scholar. Karam Daniel, Ontario Star. Brock Derbyshire, Ontario Scholar. Danny L. Zane, Ontario Scholar. Mark Fraser. Holly Houston, Ontario Scholar. Caitlin Jogaratnam, Ontario Scholar. Justina Korzek, Ontario Scholar. Rivka Lee, Ontario Scholar. Margaret Mercado, Ontario Scholar. Rebecca Nabitko, Ontario Scholar. Loxon Ng, Ontario Scholar. David Peterman, Ontario Scholar. Jonas Filtios, Ontario Scholar. Sahil Samuel, Ontario Scholar. Joshua Sivakumar. Hallie So, Ontario Scholar. Dana Torres, Ontario Scholar. Alexia Young, Ontario Scholar. Going to call upon Mrs. Saunders now, the academic supervisor for the collegiate, to come and present the special awards.
Well, folks, it is my privilege to honor our grade 12 class of 2017 tonight. We also congratulate our grade 8s as well for achieving this important milestone in their lives, and so we congratulate each one of them. Our grade 12s are now coming to the end of their high school career. Some of them have been with us for 14 years, which is amazing. And many, as you heard, are graduating with an Ontario scholarship in their hand, which means that they have gained an average of at least 80% in their grade 12 courses. Before we recognize our grade 12s tonight, though, we want to recognize a special group of students from grades 10 to 12, and I hope most of them are here, that have served the collegiate community this year, giving many volunteer hours, teamwork, and school spirit. They were promoting unity and teamwork. And I would like to call upon the 2016-17 Student Activity Council to receive a special certificate of appreciation for their hard work. So they are Joel Barbe, Isabel Chong, Luke Hogan, Dominique Lafleur, Rivka Lee, Caitlin Jogaratnam, Margaret Mercado, David Peterman, and Sahil Samuel. SAC for 2016-17. Thank you very much. Our first grade 12 awards tonight are for outstanding ability in music, art, and drama. These awards are not annual, but bestowed when they are earned. And we are delighted that Mrs. Espute, our former music teacher, is here tonight. And I'm going to ask her if she would come to present the music award.
Good evening. It's so wonderful to be here tonight. The Music Award is presented to a grade 12 student who has achieved a 90% or higher grade average in music class, along with demonstrating a great understanding, talent, and skill in all aspects of music. The student receiving this award tonight has made an enormous contribution to the music program in the last 4 years that I have been teaching here. In class, she demonstrates exemplary musicianship on her instrument, playing with both technical accuracy and moving musicality. In addition, she has done exceptionally well in all theory and history taught in class. Outside of class time, she has participated in numerous extracurricular musical activities, including the collegiate choir, collegiate band, and various vocal ensembles, just to name a few. She has played a major role in every Christmas and spring concert. As an overall wonderful musician, it is with great pleasure that I present the 2017 Music Award to Miss Rivka Lee.
Next award is for art, and I'd like to ask Miss Jane Robinson if she would please join me as we recognize special art achievement in Margaret Mercado. Tonight we also have a drama award presented to one of our graduates who exercised more than just a dramatic role in two of our major productions. The student also greatly assisted in script writing, planning, and set production. And tonight we honor Mark Fraser for his incredible effort as well as his role.
Thank you.
I didn't finish off what I was going to say for his role in Crusoe's Island, Crazy Old Robinson Crusoe, and Gavin the Woodlander in Once Upon a Fairy Tale. Thank you, Mark, for a tremendous job. In the absence of Madame Stevenson, who is not able to be here tonight, we give a special French certificate to students who have taken French from SK the whole way to grade 12. And we have two students that have done that. And we congratulate them for this wonderful achievement. And we hope that their French knowledge will benefit them, especially in terms of sharing their faith with Francophones. The French certificate recipients this year are Isabel Chong and David Peterman. Stevenson has also nominated David to receive an Outstanding Achievement Award, and this is not a top of the class award. Obviously the class was small, but it is one that is reserved for very special and unusual giftedness in the language in grade 12, and that describes you. So congratulations, David.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Actually, David, if you would turn the corner and come back. I would like to call upon Ms. Fernandez at this stage. She is going to mention something about the University of Waterloo Avogadro competition.
So I would like to present a special award that's given by the University of Waterloo to acknowledge the excellent performance displayed by David Peterman, who wrote the Avogadro Chemistry Contest. This is a very challenging test that's put together by the University of Waterloo, in which only usually keen chemistry students write. And this year, over 4,000 chemistry students across the world in high school wrote this contest. And I would like to present this award to David, who was the top student who performed in our school. His results were better than the world and country average, and he ranked in the top 25% of all the students who wrote this contest in Scarborough. So congratulations, David, for these outstanding. Thank you.
Next award is for sportsmanship, and it is also not necessarily an annual award, but sometimes there are students who deserve special recognition for not only participating enthusiastically in sports events, but are able to accept defeat, as well as being encouragers for their team members in whatever events are conducted here at the school. This includes intramural games throughout the year and also the year-end track and field competitions. So exemplary attitude is the key to getting this award. The physical education teachers believe this year that the most worthy recipients for this award are Brock Derbyshire and Caitlin Jogaratnam. Award is for outstanding academic achievement, and every year Whitfield honors students who have earned an overall average of 95% in their grade 12 year or higher, which includes their Bible mark. This year, 7 students have reached that outstanding pinnacle, and if you could please hold your applause while we call their names. I would ask these students also to remain standing at the front with their certificates. They are Matthew Capota, Karam Daniel, Brock Derbyshire, David Peterman, Jonas Filtios, Hallie So, and Dana Tors. Out of these students, 2 deserve further recognition because they are the only ones that have taken 3 sciences and 3 maths in grade 12. Hallie So and Karam Daniel, could you please step forward? Mrs. Browett carefully calculated that Hallie's combined math mark was 97.7. And Karam's combined science mark was 97.3. And so the student with the overall highest academic standing, which includes their Bible mark for the graduating class of 2017, is a boy from Nazareth, Karam Daniel. Award, I would like to invite our principal emeritus, former principal as well, Dr. Ruth Slade, to please join me in giving the next award, which is the Lieutenant Governor Award of Ontario. Each year in Ontario, 1 student from each secondary school may be nominated for this award for outstanding voluntary contribution to society, and our graduates have accumulated literally thousands of volunteer hours in all kinds of places, in their church community, their school, on missions trips in their community, and it was very difficult to make this choice, but we felt the most worthy recipient to receive this honor is Hallie So. There. Number 8 is the Howard Saunders Award for Exemplary Citizenship. This monetary award recognizes special initiative within the school community to motivate peers and younger students to make Whitfield the very best that it can be. This award is for students who have voluntarily gone beyond the call of duty in helpfulness, in motivating and encouraging others, and actively volunteering within their school community, and with few or no demerit slips. They have honored their school with their industry, attitude, and initiative, and now their school honors them. And please hold your applause. We have four names. The 2017 recipients are Janelle Barbe, Mark Fraser, Caitlin Jogaratnam, and Sahil Samuel. The next award is called the Vanderwall Award, given in memory of a former beloved teacher, Mrs. Joanne Vanderwall, by her family. It is a monetary award which honors a student or students who have persevered well in their high school career, maintaining a steadfast commitment to the work despite sometimes challenging circumstances, and that can be even in the home. The staff unanimously cast their votes in favor of two students who have worked valiantly to achieve their diplomas, donated much volunteer time to their school, and never received one demerit slip. This combination of virtues is found in the winners of the Vanderwall Award for 2017, two honorable young people who have proved that hard work, determination, and perseverance can make a difference. It gives us great pleasure to present this award to Janessa Barbe and Holly Houston. And our last award, which is our foremost and final award. It's very special to us. It is the Grace Tofik Award, given in loving memory of our former beloved student, Grace Tofik, who passed away in her grade 10 year and is with the Lord. Grace was a beautiful girl with a beautiful testimony, and the Grace Tofik Award honors not only exemplary citizenship, but spiritual leadership among the student body. We asked our grade 12s and our collegiate staff members to nominate a candidate. The result was unquestionably unanimous, and there are two students receiving this award for 2017, as each was committed to encouraging fellow students to honor the Lord at the student prayer meetings and many other endeavors which encourage spiritual development. These are not the only spiritual students in her grade 12 class, but these are ones that went kind of the extra mile. They took extra time to build up others amid a very demanding schedule. The same students were also not ashamed to honor Christ and his word with their peers and to the staff members. Tonight, I am delighted to present the Grace Tofik Award for the graduating class of 2017 to Rivka Lee and David Peterman. Just in closing, we usually tell you where our graduates are going, and they will be leaving us tonight, and their choices for next year are Janelle Barbe, paramedicine, Fleming College; Janessa Barbe, social service worker, Fleming; William Bryant, firefighting, Texas College; Matthew Capota, biology, York University; Isabel Chong, nursing, Ryerson; Karam Daniel, biomedical engineering, University of Waterloo; Brock Derbyshire Science/Dentistry, University of Saskatchewan, Danny Elzine, Criminology, UOIT, Mark Fraser, Electrician, Durham College, Holly Houston, Law Clerk, Durham College, Caitlin Jogaratnam, Bible College, 1 year, California, Justina Korzak, Nursing, Ryerson, Rivka Lee, Medical Sciences, Western, Margaret Mercado, Graphic Design, Ontario College of Art and Design, Rebecca Nabitko, Nursing, University of Ottawa, Loxon Ng, Life Sciences, University of Toronto, David Peterman, Honors Science/Pharmacy, University of Waterloo, Jonas Filtios, Psychology, York University, Sahil Samuel, Business Management, Ryerson, Joshua Sivakumar, Masters Bible College, Peterborough, Hallie So, Medical Sciences, Western, Dana Torres, Humanities, University of Toronto, Alexia Young, Medical Radiation Science, McMaster University. Please pray for our graduates that beyond all else that they do, that they would keep their focus and seek to live out the collegiate motto, Matthew 6:33, that has already been mentioned, that they would seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things shall be added unto them. Thank you.
It is my pleasure at this time to invite our valedictorian, Cecil Samuel, to come and give the valedictory speech.
Good evening, staff, family, friends, and yes, of course, the graduating class of 2017. I'm both honored and humbled to be standing here before you tonight, delivering the valedictory address. Now, before I start, I think it's appropriate to recognize the folks sitting behind me because they really pulled it together for tonight. Now, we've seen each other through some questionable outfits and some even more questionable hairdos over the past couple years, but let me just say, that's one good-looking group of young people back there. I think it's safe to say we have no Catherine Von Boers, if you know what I mean. And if you don't know what I mean, you can talk to Mr. Olson after the ceremony. For those of you who don't know, I arrived at Whitfield not too long ago at the beginning of grade 9. With a general movie-based idea of what private school kids were like, I came to Whitfield expecting to be surrounded by uptight, high-strung kids who a weird, awkward person like me would not be able to relate to at all. But I waited and experienced Whitfield only to notice that they're all just as regular and crazy as me. And might I say they're even a little weirder. Now, when I was trying to think of one word to describe our class, the words funny, close, and yes, even inseparable came to mind, but though true, they don't fully embody the overall nature and character of our class. And then it finally struck me. Family. But why family? Because despite our different talents, traits, and personalities, at the end of the day, we'd all come together to share in our joyous moments, to joke around with each other, and yes, to provide support during those tough times. Whether they've been here 14 years, 4 years, or simply even 1 year, I think it's safe to say that each member of our little family adds such a great new perspective and character to us as a group. And that can be seen in the long and often uncontrollable laugh of Rivka Lee, the strange and random facts tucked away in the brain of David Peterman and Jonas Filtios, and the all-round artistry of both Margaret Mercado and Hallie So. And in all honesty, it's this wide span of talent with a common denominator of our love for the Lord that I'm probably going to miss the most. And for this reason, I hope that our devotion to the Lord, which originally brought us together, keeps us bound together for life. So here we are. While most people are out doing what normal people do on a Tuesday night, this group of 23 young people are here finishing off what is probably the biggest and most defining chapters of their lives. And you're all here to take part in the celebration. But you're all here for a reason. You're here because the fruits of all your hard work, dedication, and prayers are being put on display here tonight in the sanctuary. So I think it's important to give you all some recognition as well. It was once said that a good teacher can inspire hope, ignite imagination, and instill a love of learning. I think we can all agree that the teachers at Whitfield do this, but so much more. You can't say your teacher actually cares about you until you've been taught by one of our very own staff members, because it's a multidimensional kind of care. It's not just concern for our academic success or for our physical and mental well-being, but it's their relentless desire to see us have a personal, ever-growing relationship with God, which sets them apart from the rest. From as young as junior kindergarten to grade 12, the staff at Whitfield strive to provide their students with the utmost educational support, both in school and during extended hours, but also take time to speak God's truth to us and model the life of a child of God through their day-to-day actions and conversations. And yes, teachers, just like you, we students have eyes of a hawk and see everything you do. And it's amazing to see how you all live your lives. Now, we know we can't always be the easiest bunch to have in your class. We talk nonstop, we eat in class, and yes, I'll admit it, we fall asleep. Often. But it's your gentle reproach and ability to understand things from our point of view which makes it all a little better for us. So for this and much more, thank you. Parents, 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 what can I say? You never fail to remind us that we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. But you also constantly remind us that we won't go far from here if we don't keep the Lord close to us. You've changed our diapers, cleaned up our scraped knees, and yes, you've sometimes done our homework for us. And you probably think you're done now. But let me just say, we're not quite finished with you yet. From here on out, we'll probably need your constant love and support more than ever before. So brace yourself. You've taught us how to pray, showed us that the straight and narrow path is often the best one to take, and instructed us that God guides us through our tough times. So for this and much more, thank you. Now for all you other folks, whether you're siblings, cousins, friends, grandparents, aunts, or uncles, you probably don't think you've done much for us, but let me just say, you've done a whole lot. You've listened to us when we thought no one else would, provided experienced advice from your own mistakes and actions, and been comedic relief for us when school and life were just a little too much to bear. Your prayers and support in every manner have definitely not gone unnoticed. So for this and much more, thank you. Now, I think it goes without saying that this all, us being able to be here tonight, would not be possible if not for the Lord. If there's one thing we've learned from our years at Whitfield, it's that in all things, all glory and praise should go to the Lord and to the Lord alone. Because if not for his constant mercies, we would not be able to be here tonight, and we would not be able to achieve even the smallest of things. His never-ending love and faithfulness is what has brought us this far, and it's what will take us the rest of the way as we leave the comfort of our little home at Whitfield and take a leap into the big wide world ahead of us. In the next few moments, if you don't mind, I'd like to address my fellow graduates. I wish I could turn around to look at you all, but this will just have to do. So here we go. Hey, all, what's up? How you doing? Guys, we're graduating. Now, I know I've said this a lot today, but I haven't said it to you all yet, so thank you. Like I said before, when I walked into the school and saw you all for the first time, I would have never thought you would all become my family. Together, we've shared many happy occasions, including plays, the first time Dana got scared and fell on the floor, field trips, the second time Dana got scared and fell on the floor, postponing of tests, and yes, of course, the third time Dana got scared and fell on the floor. Needless to say, we've shared many fun and happy moments together, often at the expense of our peers. But alongside this, we've collectively overcome many struggles in the form of failed tests, departing classmates, and Mr. Gomez's calculus class. And I think it's safe to say that these trials and situations alike have not only brought us closer as a group of young people, but have molded us into the people we are today. People who have prayed and sought God's wisdom to decide what they will be doing next year and in the years to come. But I think it's safe to say that the trials don't end here, my friends. In fact, they'll most likely get a lot bigger and a lot harder. And in regard to that, I'd say, do what you've been doing all year long. Pray and seek God's wisdom. Because in those moments when we're at our worst, when we feel like no one's with us, and we don't really know what we can do anymore, we're told to ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to you all. I know this is a scary time, and you'll probably feel lonely at times, but remember then that your parents, siblings, extended family, friends, the staff at Whitfield, your peers, and first and foremost the Lord, are cheering you on the rest of the way, running the race alongside you. So, this is it, and we're done. Congratulations to Whitfield's graduating class of 2017. As you step out of the doors of the school tonight, you draw your curtains on the time at Whitfield. Memories will remain with us for a lifetime, and the lessons we've learned from the staff and other students are permanently etched in our hearts. But don't be disheartened, my friends, because while we're at the end of this amazing chapter, we're just at the threshold of the rest of our lives, awaiting the amazing things God has in store for each and every one of us. All glory to Him. Thank you.
Thank you, Sahil. I well remember the first time Sahil stepped into my office, nervous, shy, grade 8 student, fearful of coming to Whitfield. I don't know why, but he was scared to death and afraid he would have to leave his friends, but he's made many great friends here and come to fit in and excelled, and he is a fitting representative of his class tonight. Congratulations, Sahil. We have a special item in music, a grade 8 and 12 choir. Before they come, the students are going to make their way down to the front where Mr. Olson is going to address them. I feel sorry for the preacher tonight, but the night is young, and these ceremonies only happen once a year. So let's listen to God's word before Mr. Olson comes. I'm going to ask all the graduates to stand. Let's all stand together and give them a final round of applause. Let's congratulate them. Please be seated. Now invite the grade 8 and 12 choir to come and sing By the Gentle Waters.
Dr. McClelland, Dr. Saunders, Mr. Sterrett, members of the faculty and staff, members of the board, family and friends, graduates. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you this evening. It is an honor for me, a double honor, to be able to speak tonight to these two graduating classes. The graduates who are entering high school include my own firstborn, Elizabeth, of whom I'm very proud. The graduates who are leaving high school, almost all of them, had to endure my first year of teaching world religions at this fine institution, and I have a great affection for that class. When I began to think and pray about what I ought to say tonight, a certain name popped into my head immediately. That name is Catherine von Bora. Our valedictorian mentioned Catherine von Bora, and you may have wondered then, or you may be wondering now, who in the world is Catherine von Bora? Well, the short answer is that she was the wife of the great reformer Martin Luther. I'm afraid that she was also the target of a certain amount of humor in our class. And that's a little bit of an inside joke, and I'm going to leave it that way. But in all seriousness, it occurred to me that Catherine von Bora is also a model of a kind of Christian faithfulness I want to commend to you, graduates. Catherine von Bora was a woman of many talents, a woman of great fortitude, but she didn't get her own page, so to speak, in the books of history. Oh, there's a reference here and there, and of course she's in the better biographies of Martin Luther, but she didn't get her own page in the history books. Very few people have heard of her. Church history enthusiasts, you, the survivors of my first world religions class, and now this dignified assembly tonight, very few people know who Catherine von Bora was. But graduates, God does not consult the history books, much less popular opinion, when he measures and rewards faithfulness. And I have no doubt that Catherine was greeted in heaven with the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." God does not consult the history books when he measures and rewards faithfulness. Graduates, let's be frank. Most of you will also not make it into the history books. I won't be surprised if a few of you do, but honestly, most of you will not get your own page in the history books either. But you and I and Catherine are not insignificant. You and I will not go unrewarded, not if we are faithful. How do I know that? I know that because the scriptures teach us that God sees the faithfulness of his servants when no one else sees it. That he rewards when no one else even bothers to say thank you. That he is not unjust to forget labors of love. One of these passages is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Near the end of his life, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Now, we expect Paul to get a reward. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. He wrote 13 or 14 of the books of the New Testament, maybe the greatest missionary of all time. Of course, he can expect a reward. But please observe the word "all" in verse 8. All of those who love Christ's appearing will be so rewarded. Now, who are the ones who love Christ's appearing? They're the ones who have been found faithful. It's the employee who's been doing his best that looks forward to the return of the boss. It's the employee who's been slacking who dreads the return of the boss. Those who love Christ's appearing are those who have been, like Paul, fighting a good fight, finishing their course, keeping the faith. And the Lord will reward all of them, including the Catherines, including you and me and thousands of his saints that the world will not remember. He will reward The work will not be in vain. The Lord will reward those who fight the good fight. Every believer's in a fight. Let me remind you of that. This was not Paul's fight alone. Every believer is in a fight. There is sin within our own hearts. There is darkness around us, and we must fight that good fight. Graduates, you must fight that fight. You won't win every battle, but you will win the war because you are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Knowing that the victory is already sure, you can show up for the fight with confidence every day. By all means, show up to your classes. Show up to your jobs. Show up at church on the Lord's Day. But make sure that you show up every day for the fight. Find your strength in Christ. Find your marching orders in this book. And show up for the fight. The Lord will reward those, all of those, who fight the good fight. The Lord will reward those who finish their courses. In some ways, all Christians run the same course. Whatever your gifts are, whatever our education or calling, our highest aims are the same: to know Christ and to make Christ known. Every other endeavor you will find as a believer is unsatisfying unless it is integrated into those aims of knowing Christ and making him known. If you are one of his children, if you are one of Christ's people, all of these other endeavors, as worthwhile as they are, and they are worthwhile, they will not ultimately satisfy unless you can integrate them into knowing Christ and making him known. So in that sense, we all have the same course, the same track to run. But in some ways, each course is distinctive as well. Paul ran his course. He didn't run Peter's course, and he didn't run anyone else's course. And you must run your course. Not Paul's course, not my course, not an older sibling's course, but your own course. Just run that course. Just keep at it. God will guide you in your own distinctive path of service. If you will delight in him, he will shape your desires. He will use your gifts and opportunities to show you the path. When you pray for wisdom, he will give it. And follow that path. You may find opportunities to model Christ-likeness in a doctor's office or a bakery or a classroom or a research lab or a nursery. It doesn't matter. Find your course and finish that one. You may find your opportunities in places you had not planned on going to at all. You have grand plans for what you will study in university, and that's good. You might find yourself in a completely different field than you planned on. And that will be okay. Just finish your own course. Catherine von Bora finished her own course. She didn't launch a theological revolution, but she was faithful in her own calling. She was a godly wife and a means of grace to her husband. History remembers the great reformer Martin Luther. But only a few of the better biographies observe that he would have crashed and burned without Catherine. And besides her ministry to Martin, she bore several children and then adopted several more children, and with Martin raised them to know Christ and to make Christ known. And besides that, she and Martin together, like Priscilla and Aquila in the Bible, mentored, discipled a generation of ministerial students. And besides all of that, she did 1,000 other things that we'll never know about. And most of you, honestly, will, like Catherine, labor behind the scenes while a husband or a wife or a boss or a colleague gets all the congratulations. But it won't be in vain. It will not go unrewarded. So hit the books, get the apprenticeships, find the jobs, serve in your churches, and know that there is laid up for you also a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give you. Paul said in his farewell to Timothy that the Lord will reward those who keep the faith. Now, the faith in the New Testament usually refers to the content of our faith. Faith is trust. The faith is the object of our faith, what we believe. And at the center of it all is the person and work of Christ. And on a different occasion, if I were preaching this passage in my church or preaching through a series on 2 Timothy, I would probably preach about how genuine believers keep the faith. They persevere. They hold on to Christ. But time is very short, and I dare not pass up what might be my last opportunity to address any of you who have no faith to keep. Perhaps there is in the grade 8 class, in the grade 12 class, perhaps there are a few, perhaps there are some in the audience who have not yet embraced Christ as Lord and Savior. And I plead with you, embrace Him tonight. There is a God. He made the world and all that is in it, and He made human beings to know and glorify and enjoy Him. And our first parents, Adam and Eve, ruined that by their sin. And we have ratified their very bad decision with our own sin, so that all of us stand under the just condemnation of a holy God. And yet that holy God loves us so profoundly that God became a man without ceasing to be God, lived a perfect life, fulfilled His own law on our behalf, went to the cross and suffered the wrath of God, the penalty for sins. He was innocent, but He died as though He were guilty. He raised from the dead, conquering the grave. He ascended to the Father. He's seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high even now. He sent the Spirit, and He is empowering people to preach this good news to you. Will you not believe Him tonight? Tonight. If you should stand before your Maker and stand in your own sins, if you would stand before the holy judge of the universe, having broken His law, all of the education in the world will not do you any good at all. What you need when you face your Maker is not a Whitfield diploma, nor even a University of Toronto PhD. What you need is Christ, and Christ alone. I have addressed myself to believers up to now, but to any who do not yet know Christ, your salvation tonight would eclipse anything else we're doing here, as wonderful as a graduation ceremony may be. Would you not embrace the Savior tonight? One more thing I need to say to those who do know Christ. I want to remind you, graduates, in the words of a favorite hymn, that it is grace that has led you safe thus far, and it is grace that will lead you home. Having urged you to fight the fight and finish your course, there's a real danger that I could give you the impression that it all depends on you, on your strength, on your goodness, and that just isn't so. Now, there's something of a mystery here, because you really do have a responsibility to fight the fight and to finish the course. The Christian life is not a passive thing. There is hard work to do. I know there's some wonderful, well-meaning Christian people who like to say, let go and let God, but I can't square that with all the commands in the New Testament. There really is something for us to do. And yet, at the very same time, it is God who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure, Philippians 2:13. It is by grace, God's free and unmerited favor, it is by grace that we fight, it is by grace that we finish, it is by grace that we keep the faith. It was by grace that Catherine von Bora received a crown of righteousness. And it is by grace that you will receive crowns of righteousness.
Well, Thank you, Brother Olson, for that good, solid word. And I do pray for all of the students that the Lord will bless them. This has been a wonderful night because I'm thinking in my mind way back 28 years ago, and I remember and I can see it in my mind, a little bunch of 16 pupils in the basement of our church in Warden Avenue in 1989. And we had no idea what the Lord was going to do. What a blessing it is to see young people growing up, and some of those original students are now married and their children are in the school. And what a blessing it is to see young people going up the steps of life. And the Bible tells us the steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord. But tonight I would just pay tribute to our principal and to our administrative staff and our teaching staff and all the workers in the school. They're doing a tremendous job. And while they may not get the page in history that our brother was speaking about, yet the Lord is marking down in heaven the work that they are doing. And so tonight's a great night, and we rejoice and we do pray that each of these students will find their own page and go forward in the service of the Lord. Let's bow together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we bow before thee tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank thee, O God, for the saving grace of God in Christ Jesus. And we praise thee, O God, for every one of these young students who knows the Lord. And as they go out into the world to fight the good fight of faith, and Lord, we know it will not be with earthly weapons, but it will be with spiritual weapons. And Lord, we know in the universities there will be difficulties as they take their stand for God. But our Father, we pray that they may realize that thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so, Lord, in the Whitfield, thou hast been with them as they go forth into the universities. Be with them and guide them and give them strength to stand for thee. And so, our Father, we praise thee for thy great goodness. And we ask, O Lord, tonight that thou would bless with that blessing that maketh rich. And Lord, in our day, how desperately we need to see the Lord moving. O God, we believe it is time for thee to work, because so many have made void thy law. Be with us now, we pray, and part us as we go one from the other. O God, we pray that thou bless every home, unite the family circles around the cross of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we pray that ever keep our eyes towards heaven, where dwelleth our Lord and Savior, and where one day the saved of earth will be gathered to be with him. What a wonderful hope thou hast given to us. And Father, help us not to allow the devil to depress us, but rather to look forward and to go forward. And Father, may we see even greater things to be done in days ahead. Be with us now, we pray, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each one now and forevermore. Amen.